Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So it's week four of our inflation shopping basket series, and Adam Maguire, RTE business journalist, joins me again in studio with a look at some of those most common shopping basket staples and what's making them more expensive when we get to the checkout. So Adam, we've covered the pasta, the coffee, yeah, the biscuits, the tomato and the cooking oil.
All still in the shopping
They're
basket.
They're all there, They're still there, in the yeah, basket. But you have a few more things in there for us to look at today. What
yeah,
have you got?
That's right. So we've got toilet roll, loo roll, bog roll, whatever you call it yourself.
An essential,
yeah, yeah. I think no home should be without it. And we also have jeans.
Okay, now,
pair of
shopping baskets, supermarkets,
well,
jeans?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not an everyday item, but a lot of shopping supermarkets sell clothes now.
Yeah.
So you could go and do your weekly shop and pick up a pair of jeans or an item of clothing. But yeah, it is representing all clothing, socks, pants, everything else.
We went for milk the other night and we ended up buying shorts, children's shorts.
Yeah.
So look,
it does
it
happen. And it, you know, it's not unusual to come home with a pair of something or other from your weekly
so
shop.
Hence they're included.
Yeah, we think it's fair.
Just on the toilet rolls, we got a text to the programme last week when you said that you were going to be covering this topic. So let's bring you this one. Anna, yesterday I went to buy my usual own brand toilet rolls. 9 rolls normally cost €2.79. That price has risen to €4.50. I then went to another shop. Their 9 pack of toilet rolls had risen from €2.29 to €3.50. These are scary increases. So now, as well as telling the kids to turn off the lights, eat less, we'll also have to tell them about how much toilet roll they can use or get a bidet. Ew. So Anna wants to know what's driving the price increase.
Yeah. I mean, in terms of the price increase, fairly dramatic there. I think you're talking like 50 to 100% kind of increases.
Huge,
that listener's talking about. So it depends on the brand and everything else. Figures from Nielsen IQ say toilet paper prices are up 15.6% in the year to May, which is way above the general increase in consumer goods. The listener, there, as I said, seeing much bigger increases. What could be muddying the water here is the fact that, as you might know, toilet roll is often one of those things that's on a special offer in a supermarket. So you buy a big multiple pack and you get it at a relatively cheap price. Once prices start to go up on the cost of things for a retailer, they tend to stop putting things on special offer. So what happens then is that you have to pay the full price and maybe now an inflated full price. So you're getting hit on the double, essentially. It seems like a much more dramatic price increase than what is actually happening. And unfortunately for the listener and for the rest of us, the price is going to go up more, essentially. Kimberly Clark, the company that makes Andrex and Kleenex, along with a huge number of other brands, says it's going to start pushing through a mid to high single digit percentage increase next month. So you can see that as 5 to 9% increase on the price they're charging. Essity, which makes the Cashel brand, also said earlier this year it's going to have to start raising prices in its products. So the price is going to keep going up in the near future.
So they're going to keep going up. Despite what Anna has seen already, we're going to see further increases.
Yeah, more than likely. And now maybe with own brand stuff, they might just put the price in and then try and keep it there because it's a value proposition. But generally speaking, the price is going to go up a bit more.
So can you give us more detail then on why specifically toilet roll is increasing by so much? I mean, the average you mentioned there, over 15%. That's much higher than the other products we've been talking about.
Yeah, it's 3 or 4 times the rate that we see in general across the grocery market. So companies that are making toilet paper, they're facing the same issues that the rest of us are: higher fuel costs, higher transportation costs. But there is a very specific reason for toilet roll prices going up. It has a positive angle, but it also has a massive downside too, which is that we have to pay more. So we know that companies of all stripes across the board are trying to make their products more sustainable now. And a big part of that push is to reduce the amount of plastic or styrofoam and so on that you use in the product or use in the packaging. And that means they're switching over to paper and cardboard instead. It's easier to recycle. It doesn't leach out harmful chemicals like plastics and styrofoam tends to do. And at the end of its life, unlike plastic, it can biodegrade. So it's much better for the environment. At the same time, we've also started online shopping a lot more the last 2 years because of the pandemic. Huge increase in the amount of online shopping, and that means we need more cardboard and more packaging to put all those products in and ship them across the country or across the world. And all of that's pushed up the price of pulp, which is the raw material that paper and cardboard is made from. It's been rising steadily since 2017, but it's really, really jumped in the last few months. Apparently, the price per ton of wood pulp jumped from just over $600 in September to more than $900 last month. So a 50% increase in, 6 or 7 months. And the big problem for consumers is pulp is also what's used to make household products like toilet paper. So it's essentially gotten swept up in this move to sustainability and online shopping.
That's a very logical explanation as to why we're seeing the loo roll increase. Now, you have these jeans with you.
Yeah, lovely
nice
pair of jeans. Stone.
Oh, they've got a rip in them.
They've got
That's
a rip
meant
in them,
to be
yeah.
there, though, is it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I didn't do that myself. No, so.
How much is the price of clothing increasing by, Adam?
According to the Central Statistics Office, their consumer price data for April said the price of clothing was 1.1% higher in the year. So not too dramatic. But it also showed that prices had jumped by 4.2% in the month from April to March. So a huge jump in just a couple of weeks. Footwear prices, meanwhile, up more than 6% in the past year. And what that points to is that we're starting now to see price increases that have been flagged by the major retailers. So pretty much all of the big guys have said that they're upping prices, whether you're talking about Inditex, which owns brands like Zara, Primark, which of course owns Penny's here, H&M, Next, all planning price increases. Some are already happening or are just feeding through, as we see in the April data. Others, though, coming down the line. Penny's, for example, is going to increase prices on its autumn-winter stock. So we'll see that in August.
I think when we heard from Penny's that they were going to increase their prices, I mean, for them to say that in the way that they did means that it's going to be probably pretty hefty.
Yeah, and prices is a big part of their business model. So they're very reluctant to raise prices if they don't have to. Next, for example, is going to raise prices in the second half of the year. They're talking about 6.5% increase. So that's what we're going to see in the coming months, is the price of clothing going up a bit more.
So what are the retailers saying then about the increase in the cost? What's it down to?
Well, we spoke last week about that wonderful global supply chain for all these products, a lot of these things, like be it pasta or coffee beans in particular as well, and the cookies we use as an example of how all these things come from all around the world and can be done quite cheaply normally. But because of the pandemic, that supply chain is broken. And for most of the big brands, be it on the mass market side or the high-end luxury side in clothing, their goods are being produced in the likes of China, India, Vietnam. I checked these jeans. They're made in Pakistan. So all coming from various parts of the world.
Yep, long way to travel.
Yeah, shipped across and sold in a shop in somewhere like Ireland. So when the pandemic hit, the factories were shut down, the ports were shut down, and we're still dealing with the backlog that was created by that. But you know, there's also other things as well. For example, you know, fuel costs, energy costs, all of those things are feeding in as well. And it means that if your shipping goes from around the world, it's going to cost you a lot more.
So is the converse of that true, that if you're buying Irish made clothes, and is there an advantage there for the Irish producers? If you're buying the Irish made clothes, are they cheaper because they have less of a journey to make?
Well, not really, because even if they're making the clothes here, the chances are they're having to import the materials to make the clothes. So most cotton comes from the US or Brazil. Wool might be coming from Australia or South Africa. China is where you get denim, linen, polyester. So bar maybe companies might be using Irish wool or, you know, high-end linen or high-end leather from Italy, which would obviously be more expensive to start with. Chances are that they're also facing the same shipping
same
issues
problems.
To get stuff out of around the world.
I just want to move on to this clothing company that is trying to be sustainable. This is an Irish company, isn't it, you spoke to?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so this is an Irish-based company, just to get an idea of what they're doing, because they're trying to be more sustainable. Irish Society, based in Galway. They've been up and running for 5 years. People might be aware of them. They sell kind of colourful, funny socks with Irish-specific designs. So you can have county-specific socks or ones with Sherlockit or Grand on the foot of them. Their ultimate aim is to make the socks here as well, but they can't do that at the moment. For the time being, though, they're keeping production in the EU. So they're trying to make sure they're not shipping things from all around the world. They're also using sustainable cotton, recycled and recyclable packaging as well. And according to co-founder Joanna Sheska, she said that all of those decisions come at a cost.
Oh, the difference is big, you know, because like all of our packaging is recycled or compostable. So the price is so much higher when compared to regular plastic bags or whatever else you like. Again, to marketing materials from our newsletters to any catalogs and everything is printed on recycled paper. So it is always a difference, I would say, about 30% at least more that we have to pay compared to regular materials. Like if you compare our prices, our socks at €9 in shop, and then if you go to, you know, a chain shop and you can get socks for five pairs for a fiver. So that's the difference, you know, because it's not only about making money. It is about making money, obviously, because we want to survive. We want to create jobs, you know, we want to make a living. So that's obviously the first goal. But at the same time, we don't want to take advantage of the environment. We don't want to take the advantage of the community. We do want to support the local business, the local community. And we genuinely, again, are so impressed with Ireland that we do want to support it.
Costs, though, it costs these companies to be sustainable or to attempt to be sustainable.
Absolutely. I mean, you heard there that you're talking about 20-30% increase on the packaging if you want to be sustainable, as opposed to just going for the cheap and cheerful stuff. And depending on how sustainable you want to be, the cost just is going to tick up. So because it means so much. So at the very least, it means, you know, you're no longer finding the cheapest supplier of whatever material you're using. Instead, you're focused on making sure that the people who are growing or harvesting or producing or manufacturing are treated well and they're paid properly. You have to make sure that the product itself isn't harming the environment, so you're avoiding plastic-based material like polyester or nylon in favour of natural materials like cotton, going for maybe better quality dyes. Maybe you want to ensure you're using renewable energy or offsetting the carbon on the production. And maybe you want to set up what's called a closed-loop system. Some retailers doing this where you can bring back your old clothes that are beyond their life and they get recycled in some way as well. And each of those things that you do is going to add a little bit of a cost. But beyond that, sustainability is also about trying to get more out of the things that you're buying as well. And part of that is on the consumer to try and, you know, not just
extend
wear something
life
once and throw it out. But it's also on the retailer, because you need to make sure that the clothes are well made, that they're not going to just fall apart. Mm-hmm. And that means producing to a higher standard, which of course is going to cost more than churning stuff out cheap from a factory across the world. But it should, I suppose, on the upside mean that we'll buy less than we did before and keep it a bit longer. So maybe our overall spending won't increase, but the price per item will.
Well, did you see that development during the week where Love Island, now all of the people on Love Island are going to be wearing clothes from eBay? Secondhand clothes. So they, you know, that was a big criticism of the programme, that they were all wearing this fast fashion.
And I think it's probably sponsored by fast fashion as well.
All changed. A couple of listeners have been in touch with questions. So butter, the price of butter seems to be going through the roof. Can Adam explain why?
Yeah, so milk and butter are linked here. So
yes, we had one about milk actually.
Yeah, we might have seen that increase as well. So what seems to be happening is global milk production is down because a number of factors: bad weather, poor quality feed, the higher cost of production. Meaning dairy producers are maybe making less to make sure they don't have an excess, or else they're just getting out of the market altogether. And that's led dairy firms to pay more per litre for milk, but they also have higher costs of their own, energy costs and all that other stuff. And when you're pasteurising milk or processing butter, that costs money. So apparently it's also harder to get a truck driver to move all the stuff from A to B. So all of that's pushing up the price of dairy in general. According to the CSO, fresh whole milk costs 9% more in April than a year ago. Butter, 6.3% more. So the price is ticking up there, definitely.
And eggs?
Eggs, yeah. So we spoke about the drought in Canada and the US a couple of weeks ago. That was affecting wheat prices. Also, corn prices, that's feed for chickens. Ukraine, also a major producer. So the price of chicken feed is going up. And as a result, because the supply is going down. But we've also had this issue of avian flu, which forced producers to keep birds indoors for months. So that's a cost in and of itself. People might seen on free range eggs a sticker saying, you know, temporarily barn eggs because of avian flu. But also we had a massive cull because there were a few outbreaks on the island. That meant tens of thousands of birds were killed.
So a shortage.
Yeah, 20 million in the US culled. So that all pushes up the price of
poultry
eggs.
We'll have debates here about whether we should be self-sufficient and bring back protectionism. Adam, thanks so much. Adam Maguire there, RTE business journalist. Just to bring you a little bit of news we're seeing here. BBC News NI reporting that Northern Ireland has had its first case of monkeypox confirmed this morning. That's the first reported case on the island of Ireland. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.